Hi, my name is Denise on a recorded line. This is regarding the baby formula lawsuit.
Yes.
Hi, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good, and yourself?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. Is this Miss, let's see here, Takaya?
Yes.
Did I say
Takaya,
that?
yes, you almost had it.
Takaya. And then
Almost.
last name Randeer.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay, let's see here. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the baby formula lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. And do you have an attorney assisting you with the claim?
No.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes.
Okay.
No
And
problem.
what was the, you did have a premature baby, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what was your child diagnosed with?
He's diagnosed with anything, nothing like it, enterocolitis.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yeah, kind of rough.
Yeah, I could only imagine. So I did put an NEC on here. And then what injuries were sustained when the child was diagnosed?
Basically, he was like spitting up. He had like random green stuff. He had blood in his stool. Couldn't hold down too much any food. It was like rough.
Couldn't hold down any food, you said.
Yeah, he was like blood, like he green vomiting. He had stuff all in his stool.
Vomiting. And then you
Yeah,
said
he
blood
was.
in his stool.
Yeah, like bloody stool, and he also like he it was hard for his temperature, like he kept yeah like unstable temperature, like it fevers, all kind of stuff.
Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
So have there been any, like, how old is your child now, Ms. Takaya?
He's 4.
4 now? Okay. How's he doing now,
Yeah.
most importantly?
He's still having kind of complications still.
He's still
It's
having
still like, it's,
complications.
yeah, so like his digestive system is still, he still gets like certain food. He still has stomach pains and
Oh
stuff like
no.
heartburn, short food burn. I have to give him like Pepto and stuff, yeah. So,
Oh my,
but
did
he's
you
still
say
working at
heartburn?
it, you know. Heartburn, like, you know, some certain foods.
Your phone sounds a little muffled. Did you say heart
Oh,
murmur?
no, heartburn. I'm sorry. No, heartburn. Like certain food, he gets heartburn and like stomach pain
Oh,
sometimes.
heartburn. I'm sorry. Okay, so
Yeah.
heartburn,
Yeah.
digestive issues, stomach pain. He's still experiencing these issues. Okay. Oh no. Well, again, I'm sorry to hear this. Let me write this in the notes here. Let's see. Digestive issues, stomach pain, heartburn. Okay. And do you have any medical records showing proof of diagnosis?
I don't have them on hand. I've moved a few times. It's been kind of rough with me doing, you know, bills and, you know, license. But if you give me time, I don't mind going to the hospital and getting whatever you need.
Yeah, no problem. Okay, I'll put no for now. And then,
Okay.
what date was your child diagnosed with NEC?
He was diagnosed like, I want to give you the exact stage. He was diagnosed like June 8th, 2020, if I'm not mistaken, or June 8th, 2020.
Okay, so June 8th of 2020, he was diagnosed. Is that correct? June 8th. Okay.
Yeah.
Let me put that in the notes here. June 8th, 2020. Okay. And then, was your child diagnosed with NEC prior to being given formula or fortifier?
No, it's after.
After, okay. And then how long after being fed the formula or fortifier was the child diagnosed with NEC? So how many days or weeks or how long?
Before he started getting treatment or before he...
So the question is...
It was about right after...
Let me repeat the question.
I'm sorry.
No problem. How long after being fed the formula was the child diagnosed with NEC?
It's about a day.
When was the child born? What was the date of birth?
5/21/20.
Okay.
Yeah.
So 5/21/20.
Sorry.
Yeah, no problem. Mm-hmm. I did write this down. So the child was born 5/21/2020. Okay. So 5/21/2020, date of birth. Okay. And then your child was diagnosed 6/8/2020.
Yes.
Okay. Got it. So when your child was born 5/21/2020, did he start consuming the formula right when he was born?
Yes, because for some reason the doctor said I couldn't breastfeed.
Mm-hmm.
So he said he would make me have to do basically the formula.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see. Okay. So you couldn't breastfeed, and then he began to consume the formula immediately when he was born because you couldn't breastfeed. Okay, got it. And then so the question is, how long after being fed the formula was the child diagnosed with NEC? So then when he was born, 5/21/2020, and then he was fed the formula, how long did it take for everyone to realize that there was something going on?
Okay, so he's born 5/21, diagnosed 5/21. Did you want me to count the exact day?
Oh, okay, okay. So that's when the date of diagnosis is when everyone was like, okay, something's wrong. Okay. So then I guess we can definitely...
Yeah, like something was going on.
Mm-hmm. Okay, got it. Let me look back on those dates really quickly. So 5/21 and then diagnosed 6/8. So
and they basically stopped giving him formula a few days before. That's when they kind of like figured out that he couldn't do it anymore. So like, I don't know if it was like 2 or 3 days, like June 6th or something around there,
mm-hmm.
7th, that's when they stopped giving them formula and they were trying to figure out, you know, what was going on. And then that's when he got diagnosed. So they stopped giving it to him at first. And then that's when they was like, oh, something's wrong. And then that's when he came back and basically told me what was going on with my baby.
Oh, okay, okay. So then he started taking formula 5/21/2020, and then they stopped giving it to him. When? Is it before the diagnosis? That's what I was trying to kind of, because sometimes, you know, like...
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Okay,
no
problem.
A few days, like maybe 2 days before, so I would say around like June 16th, if that's the case. They just stopped a few days before, and I was just trying to monitor him, and then when they came back. And told me what was going on.
Okay, so then they stopped the formula because he was diagnosed 6/8. So do you think they stopped giving him formula 6/6? You said.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. A few days, exactly, like a few days.
Okay. So then let me do a countdown here. So, born on the 21st, and then so that would be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. So around 17 days after consuming the formula. Okay. So 17 days. So that would have been, let's see, over 7 days. And then what is the name and address of the facility where the child was born and diagnosed with NEC?
He was born at St. Bernardine's Medical Center.
Okay, let me look it up really quickly. Give me 1 second here. Okay, so, I'm sorry, go ahead.
How are you doing today? I'm sorry, I'm being so rude. I said, how are you doing today? You okay? I'm sorry, I was being rude. I was just...
Oh, are you talking to me?
Yeah, I was just checking, you know, seeing how you're doing. I'm just being rude, getting straight to the point.
Oh, no, I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. Absolutely. No problem at all. I'm doing well. Thank you for checking in.
No
you're
problem.
Not being rude at all. So what was the hospital name?
St. Bernardine Medical Center. San Bernardino, California.
Bernardine Medical Center. And where in California? San Bernardino?
San Bernardino, California.
Okay.
Yes.
Dino, California. Perfect. Okay. So I did look it up here. It's coming up as Dignity Health, St. Bernardine Medical Center, Waterman Avenue. Does that sound correct? Okay. Perfect. Let me write that in here.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then let me put the street address and the phone number. Okay. And then what brand of formula was used, Ms. Render?
The brand, it was Similac.
Similac, okay. And then you are the child's mother, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And you do have authority to sign on behalf of the child. You are the mother, okay. And then are you both are residents and citizens of the United States, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then what was the gestational age at birth?
He was 32 weeks.
Okay. Let me put that in here, 32 weeks. Okay. And then let's see here. Did the child become diagnosed with NEC while still in the hospital, or did you leave and come back?
No, I was still in the hospital.
Okay, diagnosed at the hospital. And then let me put the date of birth on here. It's asking for the date of birth. So 5/21/2020. And the child is 4 years old now. Okay. And then do you have a birth certificate for the child?
Yes, I have it. Yeah.
Okay.
Put up, I have it, though.
And Ms. Reinder, do you know of any family, friends, coworkers that were also in a similar situation that we can help?
No.
No. Okay. And then You'll have my direct line once we're done with this intake. So if you ever do come across someone, feel free to pass along my information, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. And then I know you mentioned you had a son, correct? I just need to confirm the gender for the recording.
Yes, he's a boy.
Okay. And then I do need to put your son's first name and last name and middle initial. We'll start with the first name.
Andre, A-U-N-D-R-E.
A-U-N-D-R-E.
Last name? Yes.
Okay.
Taylor.
Last name is T-A-Y-L-O-R, Taylor?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Is there a middle initial?
No.
Okay, no problem. Andre Taylor, that's a nice name. I like it.
Thank you. I'm sorry, it's a little different.
Yeah, it's really nice. I like it a lot. I've never seen it spelled that way. I like it. So let me look here. It looks like it's asking for the child's social security, and this is for the law firm to do an identity verification and match the child's medical records. So whenever you're ready, I can type it in.
You need the full social or...
The full social would be ideal because you would have to give that to the law firm eventually. But if you only have the last four or only comfortable giving the last four, we can accept that also.
Okay, yeah, the last four is comfortable. 0816.
0816, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. And then now it's asking for your information, so let me enter your first name in this section, and then your last name, and do you have a middle initial?
Yes, D.
D as in David?
Yes.
Okay. And then whenever you're ready, same thing. We would need a social security, at least the last four. This would be your social security in order to do an identity verification and match your medical records or match, you know, your identity to the child as the mother.
Okay, 4091.
Okay, 4091. Got it. And then... Can I get your date of birth, please? 7/22/1990. Okay. And then I have an email address on file. It is M as in Mary, R-E-A-L-L-Y-H-E-R 24@iCloud.com. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then I have a phone number, 747-477-4296. Is this a cell phone number?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then can I get your home address?
1380 West 48th Street, Apartment 12, San Bernardino, California. 92407.
Perfect. And you said apartment 12. Okay. It did populate on here. 1380 West 48th Street, apartment 12, San Bernardino, California, 92407. Perfect. And then do you have any official documents to show you are the power of attorney? Actually, you are the mother, so we'll put no because you don't have a power of attorney. And then now I just need to enter your full name again in this section. So I'm just going to copy and paste here. Oh, I guess let me put your middle name on here as well, because it's saying full name as listed on the birth certificate. So I'll put your full name. What is your middle name?
D as in dog, E as in Edward, N as in Nancy, I as in igloo, S as in Sam, H as in Harry, I as in igloo, N as in Nancy, A as in...
Oh, I'm sorry, you cut off.